Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here.
So let's see if we can get Gordon Keith.
Oh, okay. All right. Theater of the mind.
Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
Who's this?
No, yeah. We got to have the signal first, and then I show up.
Oh, it's Gordon.
I don't show up.
Right.
We don't know yet.
I thought it was an impersonator. I didn't know it was you.
Hold on. I haven't shown up yet. The signal isn't over yet.
Is this another one of his April Fool's jokes? Where we can hear him, but he's not actually here?
Yeah, I'll pretend that I don't show up. Y'all play like I don't show up. And then I'll come in at the last second.
Gordon!
So
where's Gordon?
He's right there. This is such a bad bit.
I don't see him.
Get on the microphone, Gordon. You're right there.
It's because I was looking at the sun earlier, so it's hard for me to see. Is he here?
April Fools!
Did you believe me that I couldn't see?
No! I wouldn't believe you.
What would you believe if I could trick you?
Nothing.
Man.
Gordon, get on the damn microphone!
No, I'm not here yet. Just hold on.
Goodness gracious!
We just heard you speak.
Hey, guys! I'm actually here! Okay.
All right, you made it!
Yes, I did. What did you just ask, Donnie? What would you believe if I could fool you?
It's the most ridiculous question.
Well, it would be anything because you could fool him. It's assumed in the premise of the conclusion.
But I need him to give me an idea because I can't do it right now, but he'll forget, but I'll remember, and next year I can do it.
I don't think so.
It's called the long play.
Well, welcome to the show, guys.
It's our show, and welcome to our show. How are you, man?
Doing well.
I'll bet you
everyone, got a big day today.
Everyone thinks that you are the biggest April Fool's prankster in the history of April Fools.
Yes. But that is not true.
I didn't think so. Usually the ones that everyone thinks will do something, they don't do a thing. They don't celebrate this day because they want to do and pull pranks all the other days.
Right. Did you hear about his April Fool's joke from this morning?
I did not, no.
I didn't think you did. So apparently the musers are changing. They're getting rid of the 840 bit.
You missed the 840 today.
And they're going to do political talk at 840 now.
Oh, gosh.
And man, I'm telling you, like, social media is pissed.
What was the response on that one?
People are so mad. I mean, they were so
I think it's ridiculous you guys are doing that.
So what we did was we came on at 840 and said, you know, normally we do a character this time, but we made a promise to ourselves at the beginning of this year that since we shortened the show hours, and that was a big change for us, that for 3 months we'd evaluate, see how it's going, and see what else we needed to change, because originally we didn't change the content between 6 to 9. So we had been having meetings for the past week and a half with our GM and our program director, and then the three of us would also privately get together for many hours and discuss the changes. And so Junior announced the, I don't know what it was, like four changes or something we were making. One was adding another ticker that people need to. A lot of people wake up and they're not aware of the previous night's scores, and they have no way of getting them.
Way so more Baldy.
We need to have more Baldy on the show. Yeah.
I've said that for years.
Then I said that, or then Junes said that the one thing that the show is missing, and everyone has pretty much agreed on, is fun sports callers. So we need to take more sports calls. And then the third one was that the characters, it was time to sunset the characters. We would still do one every once in a while, you know, maybe once a month or something, do a favorite character, but that people were tired of characters and it was time to get rid of those because it just took so much to how did I word it? It was like it takes so long to write them, to get into character, to stay in character. There's a lot of heavy lifting. And so
we definitely have to change
that. Yeah.
It makes
sense. Yes.
Perfect sense.
And then the last one was that, and since this, we're not doing characters here, with everything that's going on in the world, and this administration has been doing some crazy stuff, and we got our democracy is under threat, that we have a lot of political opinions that we want to share and that we've not done, and And the stakes are just too high for us not to do this.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly. You have a service. You have a platform that exactly. you have to use. It has to be beneficial to everyone out there.
So at 8:40, it's becoming Muser political talk.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh.
We launched into opinions on Pete. I think I mentioned Pete Hegseth and
can tariffs. Can I sound off on tariffs?
Yeah, okay. Junior said, can I sound off on tariffs? And then George chimed in about, is y'all's liberal love fest over with?
Oh,
you know,
God.
At least we have a guy who'll stand up to people streaming across the border and stuff like this. And I mentioned the gender ideology being shoved down our throats.
Oh,
so I was all
gosh.
Over the place.
What a great 840 bit that is.
And P1s were like hopping mad, talking about, I can't believe you guys are doing this.
I would love to see your mentions.
And of course, I'm tweeting back about it. It's just too important not to do.
Of course.
It is awesome.
Of course. Now, is this something that I know as a kid, probably in school, you did it all the time. But as an adult, you're not just thinking of things to do specifically on this day so you can fool people, right? Besides the entire Metroplex today.
I don't know when it was, but sometime when I was fairly young, like in my, I'm talking about young adulthood, I kind of turned on pranks. Like, I'm sure we did a few back in the day, you know, early ticket days and so on.
A few?
Yeah, we had to do quite a few, didn't we?
Yes, way more than a few.
Okay. I believe you. I just don't remember them offhand.
Okay, yeah, okay, right.
Like, can you remember some of the pranks that we did?
Yes. I know the one, and I don't know whose idea this was.
We did one on the bone one time. Didn't we do something on you guys, or was that just a fight that we had with
you guys? Yeah, that was the fight that I said I called to fight you.
Okay.
And that's before I really knew you. You guys were very friendly with me, but I didn't know, you know, and it was a, I don't know if you had to have heard this. Our studios were right next door to each other. And, Humble went out and, Gordon was talking badly about the bone. And they were on the speakers in the hallway. And he said that Humble was over killing ratings. And he heard that.
I said that?
Yeah, did say that.
Okay. Donnie's not talking about a prank. No.
This wasn't a prank.
Not
this
on April Fool's. Day,
right.
Yeah.
It had to have been like during Musing the News or whatever. ODAC, I have no clue. And then he heard that and he said he was not very happy with that. So he's going to go and give you guys a piece of his mind. And so during a Junior Miller live spot, he kicked the door open and flipped you guys off.
That's right. Humble Billy Hayes was the host that Donovan
worked with
at the Bone. And so, yeah, during Junior's live spot, he opens our studio door and gives us the double birds.
Yeah. He double birded it. And then Junior, after the live spot, came in, and that's the most upset I've ever seen him in my life.
Came into y'all's studio.
Yes, he came into the studio and said, don't you ever blankin' do that again. And I thought,
so tense.
Oh, my God, we're about to fight. And I said, I call Gordon. I say that we can just kind of, hey, man, what are you doing? And then we'll just talk in the corner. I wasn't going to fight anybody over here. Come on now. But,
yeah, I don't ever remember you and I getting crossways.
No, of course not. No.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, you don't. Yeah, don't tick Junes off. Don't mess with the live spot when he's trying to do something on the air, and then you come in and do that double bird thing.
I mean,
that'd be confusing.
You can't play Little Miss Red Riding Hood over here, Gordon.
Well, that's the weird thing is that it became all about Junior and Humble Billy.
I know, and Junior didn't do a thing.
Right.
Gordon.
But Humble Billy happened to walk in during Junior's live spot.
Right, and not yours. But I don't think you would have had that response if he flipped you off, right? If you're doing a live spot and he did that exact same thing.
No, I would not have gone in and yelled at y'all in y'all's studio. I would have
just yelled
started
at him.
A merciless campaign on the air against Humble Billy Hayes.
Which I thought was going to be the case. And I probably, after the morning show, listened to the ticket the whole day thinking, okay, we're going to get barbecued over this. And yeah, nobody said anything. It just kind of went away.
How did they resolve that?
I don't know if it was ever resolved. I have no clue. I don't think they ever shook hands and
never spoke again.
That's so
maybe
tense.
Not.
That'd make it so awkward in the halls. You'd see each other constantly. You'd have to say something at some point.
And then for some reason, Billy had, we almost had like a shrine in the cubicle area, which was a bad idea.
Yeah,
the
this
jump.
Was the weird thing. This and is I what I think it. Set off the ticket, guys, and about the bone.
I knew it was a terrible idea when he talked about it. But you know how the cubicle area, you'd have, you know, he had like no walls in between two or three cubicles, and it was a huge area. But he brought in like a couch.
Yeah, he had like a suite.
Like it was
in
a
his cubicle area.
Yeah, like, over there,
and everything was
that. The Heritage Building?
We look up here at the ticket. Like, look at the walls even in here. No one decorates or makes a shrine to themselves in their own studio. That's just not what you do. It's just kind of unsightly or unbecoming.
A picture of us up there.
Humble Billy just
bad.
Created the shrine.
It was bad. And I knew it was bad.
Weird.
And yeah, the you guys didn't take too kindly to the area that we had, this station that was, you know,
that was
somehow
a long time
kind
ago.
Of barely hanging on. It was a while back, but...
But yeah, I don't recall any pranks that we did on other stations. I remember... No, actually, I do. I remember I used to call KPLX or KSCS.
Had to have been KPLX if it was back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so... And I would call and see how long I could waste Smoky River's time. And I'd do, hey, I want to make a request. Yeah, what is it? What do you got? I want to hear that song by that some girl group, and they always are yelling about George W. Bush, saying they don't support him. Oh, yeah, Dixie Chicks. No, it's not Dixie Chicks. I don't know who it is. There's some girl group. There's three of them. I think two of them are like sisters, but yeah, it's the Dixie Chicks. Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar to me, but anyway.
And Smokey is the nicest guy in the world.
And I played the Smokey rodeo where I'd see how long I could ride that Bronco.
How long did you keep him on the line?
He would hang up on me like after 30 seconds.
Yeah, after that, that's still a good amount of time. And he's like, no, it's the Dixie Chicks. And you're describing
then I'd call
exactly
him up
that.
Requesting Duran. Oh, we don't play that here. We don't play it here.
Do you think they take requests on the music stations now? Still, that's not
that's
a thing. So we can't bring that
old
up.
School.
Yeah, we can't call him today.
Surely, come on.
Smokey's in there, right?
Yeah, he is.
I think isn't it all done by computers now? It's all programmed.
Yeah, but you can.
But you still can't request. That used to be the staple of my youth.
Because generally speaking, whatever you request is going to play.
Can you call the studio line in one of the other country stations? We can ask him. Who's on?
Are they any
Smokey's in there right now.
In there now.
On the Wolf.
Okay, you want me to prank call Smokey
Rachel.
Now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, they take calls because they play them back.
All right, I'll try to request Duran by the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, just a regular studio line.
Total request line or something.
God, this used to be so big. So big. Can I get into a radio station?
I remember calling into a radio station and could not believe when the DJ answered, and I'd be like, oh, my God, I just talked to Kid Craddock or whoever it was. It was magical.
We well, you guys called Rachel.
Is anything happening?
They called Rachel?
Wait, put it on the air. Why isn't it on the air?
I don't know.
I mean,
I see you on the line, but
196.3 is that studio.
Yeah, no, that's Rachel.
You call it up and set it up. We're cold calling. Cold calling.
Yeah, what is happening?
I don't know.
That's you just wait and see if somebody's going to answer, I guess.
What happened?
We want to hear the ringing.
Call the Wolf.
We want to hear the ringing on the air.
Oh, wait, here we go. I should have known Ham could do this.
Ham is the best.
Okay, which one is this?
This is Rachel, isn't it?
Is this Rachel or Smokey? Is this Rachel or Smokey? Do we know?
Look at the number on the phone.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's 96.3. It's Rachel.
Okay. Rachel. She's not going to answer. The DJs never answer their phones anymore.
She might have just walked by.
Oh, did she walk by?
To go.
Oh, did you see her walk by?
It looked like her.
Damn it. Dang it.
All right, well, call.
Call Smokey.
Yeah, call next door.
Okay.
Well, open the door. Tell the intern to look and see if he's in there.
Don't tell interns what to do.
That's what they're here for.
This is more of a Montessori intern learning program. They do what they feel comfortable doing and whatever interests them at the moment. So if Instagram is interesting them, they'll explore it, learn about it.
I like that.
All right, this is us calling Wolf.
I would never, ever let my home phone ring this much.
That's insane.
I'm telling you, DJs, what's the point of answering the phone if they don't take requests or
is there not a callers? They must not have a flash in there because that would drive me insane.
What's a flash?
Like when it flashes, when it rings, when they see it.
That's probably just the hotline or something with the flash.
Have that.
Fine, call the hotline. Come on.
Well, we can't do that.
Well, then he'll know that the call's coming from inside the building. It'll be too suspicious.
Block the number.
See, you can't crank call radio stations
anymore.
This
is horrible. You know what?
Damn it.
You're right. We need to take more calls here at the radio station now.
Jeez. I told you.
What if I had an emergency and I needed to talk to Smokey?
I know.
I just wanted to hear
him. And I'm calling him. But I don't have his number. Oh, it does that?
Come on, man.
What the hell?
Just wanted to hear a little Pat Green. I was going to
make a request. This is not interactive radio like it was in the olden days.
No. We used to be able to live crank call people.
I know.
And now you can't do it.
Who else?
You know what?
Who else can we try to call?
It's woke.
This is
and that's
total
why
woke.
The 840 bit that you did today needs to be a
the
necessity.
The fact that we weren't able to get Smokey on the line, this is all DEI.
It is.
It's all DEI.
And it sickens me. You know what? Please call me at 840 tomorrow.
At 840 tomorrow, we're going to tackle DEI.
I don't want to just talk about terrorists. I want to talk about DEI. I want to tackle that.
Now who are we calling?
Uh-oh.
Who is this?
Front desk.
Okay, well, the front desk. Okay.
Sky was up there earlier.
Uh-oh.
Cumulus Media, this is, how can I help you?
Well, who's this?
This is this guy. How can I help you?
I'm calling. Had a question about one of the guys on the sports station you guys have there.
The ticket?
No, I don't think that's the name of it. It's a 1310 96.7 thing.
Oh yes, the ticket.
Yeah, I. That name's not familiar, but I was calling because I was listening to the radio station, mm-hmm. and they were talking to the basketball team. Gosh, I'm drawing a blank here. The basketball team, what's it called?
The Dallas Mavericks, or I'm not sure which.
Yeah,
which...
I think that's it. It's the NBA one. Anyway, so one of the guys was talking about it, and I was just calling to get his number if I get transferred to him. He's the black guy.
I can give you the...
Who's the black one?
Donovan?
No. Is that him? Is he also known as Hardline?
No. Wait, is this the ticket?
Hey! April Fools!
April Fools!
April Fools!
You passed the test. It
yes,
is me.
It is.
Get it.
It's Donovan.
I'm the black one.
Oh my God.
All right. Who is this?
This is a Scarly.
Scarly, you're the best. Thank you so much. You're a good sport.
Of course, of course.
All right.
Love you.
All right, put up the signal.
Yeah!
That's what we do on April Fool's Day. All right, everybody. Huh? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Garden Gate! Garden Gate!
Hey, Tara.
Garden Gate! Garden Gate! Garden Gate! Garden Gate!